Let us get into ordering process. Once the production scheduling is done and determined what each component is required to produce the product, the ordering process starts. First step is to creating the work orders, and each work orders will give you multiple components required to produce the product. This is step one. There are possibility of supply failure. Purchase managers must exercise considerable time to evaluate a vendor or supplier to ensure there is no failure of supplies. Because if the failure of supply of inputs, repercussions on production related to again inventory, then related to your final customer sale loss. So these are critical, so as before deciding a right vendor, the purchase manager to ensure he to decide various parameters to define a right vendor or a supplier. Many times buyers send quotations requests to three or multiple vendors or supplier. In this process, what it can be done, there can be a competitive prices quoted by various vendors or supplier to decide who is the right vendor, who is competitive in the bidding. So decide next course of action and get associated with the supplier or the vendor. If you find the highest bidder is great in maintaining his commitments and quality of services, and the lowest bidder is poor in managing the commitments, so what is required? This is one of the dilemma of the purchase managers to decide whether to go for lowest bid or go for a consistent supplier. The purchase managers has to compare the saving made by buying from the low bidder or greater probability of supply failure because of this bidder. So decision point is always what is beneficial to the organization rather than of who is the lowest bidder. The buying job doesn't end with the placing of an order. The supplier has difficulties with tooling, specification and so on. It is necessary for the buyer to follow up with the supplier progress on the order in great detail in order to ensure delivery on schedule. What exactly it means? It is not placing an order is a commitment to supplies. It means a purchase manager to engage each and vendor and supplier time to time, ensure to know what is happening in his production activity. He ensures any difficulty faced by the vendor or supplier is adequately supported within the mean, so as to avoid any failure of component supplies because the repercussions are high, which we spoke some time before. Shortages can also develop as a result of failure within the materials manager's own plant. The materials manager has to follow up internal operations too. He can alert manufacturing manager in time, so as if any failure of component arrival, he can reschedule some other products based on what is components available within the system, so as there is no downtime of time of workstations and labor. So this is critical. The shortages are time to time prompted to the plant scheduling activity as well as follow up in the vendor to avoid further delays. The material manager is concerned with the flow of purchased material into the plant and flow of finished materials out of the plant. What it does mean? We talked about inbound and outbound logistics. The materials manager's job is not only placing an order, also to ensure the flow of material within the operations as well as outside the operation. That means from the vendor side to your side where the manufacturing activity is scheduled, and again from the manufacturing activity from where the fulfillment of demand is happening through various warehouses, depots, distributors, etc. This involves him not only in the selection of carriers such as trucks, trains, sometimes planes, but also in packaging. It is, he has to identify the right transporter, whatever form it is, by air, by sea, by road, whatever means it is, it has to be planned in advance. It is also necessary when the product is ready for shipment, it is need to be appropriately packed. Packaging is always considered to protect the product from any eventuality of getting damaged during transit or handling or at the installation. So it is very critical to ensure all packaging materials are also planned as part of purchases. Before the supplier can deliver, he must be given instruction as to how to package and ship. If the supplier is giving some product or components to you, we have to advise the supplier and vendor what type of protection need to be given to each and every component supplied, what care to be taken, how it is to be supplied, even the logistic part which can be defined and decided by the purchase manager. Despite the most intensive cost reduction efforts, transportation and packaging are still expensive, which is nothing to hide, because transportation and packaging costs are still high because it is all not related to a product directly, because there is no conversion happening. These are all only supportive elements. So how efficiently we manage this will also bring down our overall cost. So as with the selection of supplier, the materials manager must compare the savings from lower cost packaging and shipping with the greater risk of loss. So as what we spoke about, even components need adequate packaging or protection before it is shipped from vendor's site to our production site. So there is no loss in the form of damage to the materials lead to production losses. Let's start receiving process. Once the order is done, materials start planning to get arrived at our manufacturing site based on scheduling activity. What we do when the material is arrived? When the material is shipped, the supplier encloses packing slip. It means what does this pack contain? What are the items inside the pack? The common carrier encloses a bill of lading and an invoice for freight or excise documents or LR, lorry receipt, etc. All these documents identify the material when it arrives at the buyer's plant. Once it is arrived, what he should do? What are the checklists required before the product, the vehicle or the way product is arrived getting into a plant? First, we have to do all the checks like, this is as per our order. This material is arrived as per our plan, as per schedule. So the scheduled products are arrived as per order and plan. Physically, we have to check whether there is no damage happened during shipment or transshipment or handling, so as the product is arrived absolutely in good condition, so as it is ready after inspection to go for production. Whether the packing slip, all the materials appearing in the packing slip is also there in the packs supplied by the vendor? Yes, this is very important to be validated, checked prior to signing any document related to supply. Because once the supply document is signed, it is an acknowledgement that product is received in full. So the vendor or supplier can raise invoice for payment. That is why it is very critical to see and validate these parts critically. Once the receiving clerk fills out a separate receiving report for each shipment, what we have to do is, we have to validate and store all those stuff in a right place for either inspection or ready to use, so as it is segregated and not mixed up with the product which are already ready to consume. So you can look at that, there is inward material receipt, there is a number there, there is a date on which it is received, then again a reference of our purchase order and date, then we are seeing our party code, challan number of the party and the date. There may be multiple components received through that particular consignment based on certain drawing which we would have specified in our purchase order, the description of that, unit of measure, what is appeared in the challan which is supplied with the material, with the consignment, and what actually received. What is the inspection report number says? Now, whether it is approved or rejected, and then what is the quantity of accepted? Maybe sometime you would have received, for an example of 100 units, 80 units is approved for quality and 20 is rejected, then that will be appearing in this. And also some of the remarks which is mentioned by the inspector and the HOD of the quality, so as it received by the stores in charge to be stored, either for consumption or isolated for rejection. The next step in receiving process is inspection. In many companies, quality control inspector works in the same area as the receiving clerk, because the product when it arrives at your gate, then a sample is drawn based on the process defined by the quality control, and each items are verified based on the specification shared by our purchase order as well as by our engineering department, approved for any defects or manufacturing quality suspicions. Once it is done, the product is get approved. Once this is done, the inspection document, once with his comments, whether it is accepted or rejected, is signed and given to works or stores in charge, then it is moved to respective place. Either it is for reworking or scrapping or back to supplier or ready for use. Quality, general quality problems. If an item fails to meet the buyer's specification, the major problem is shortage that can disrupt the production. We spoke about it continuously, disrupt of production. If the production disrupts, that means consistently we will be having many issues of meeting customer fulfillment requirements. So we fail our customer supplies, so we will create a bad image in the market, so as no customer will be placing a repeated orders in the system. So it is important our customers' orders are fulfilled in time, so as there is no failure in supplies in form of components, in form of packaging, in form of logistic support, services, etc. When a product is rejected, naturally it is. The vendors may not be happy once it is rejected, but it is important to educate all vendors before a product moves out of his plant, is also being inspected by him as per our specification, so he can self-certify and we can develop our vendors just-in-time process, so as you know, we can avoid a lot of inventory management. So it is a long journey process, but we have to educate our vendors and make the supply, each and every supply is approved without any rejection. The buyer must investigate into the quality problem to make it sure that vendors treated fairly. What is important in procurement process process is, we may be having multiple vendors for same product, but we have to, there may be certain issue, unforeseen problems or challenges, the vendor supplies may get rejected or not approved. But what we have to do is get into the investigation why it has happened, so as there is no repetitive or reoccurrence happening from the vendor side, to create a confidence within the vendors and supplier to avoid any conflict in the future. Let us get into the inventory control. We spoke about inventory management in many components, but inventory control, which is very critical as a material management process. If a shipment process inspection, the receiving clerk prepares a moved ticket that indicates to what area of the plant the material should go next. We spoke about in the last slide exactly same about. Once the quality assurance is happened, the next activity is to see that product is either to be stored for consumption, immediate consumption, or it is go into our inventory buffer management. So as we use always first in first out to avoid any material, the last in first out is consumed, the old material is subsequently scrapped. So to decide where the material to move, where to be kept, how it is to be managed. If the material goes to stores, it becomes part of company's inventory. We talked about inventory because there is a huge money invested in the inventory to avoid any kind of unforeseen demand fluctuations, unforeseen production losses, so as to meet any customer demands are fulfilled in totality. So as company invests in inventory in form of finished goods or work in process or in raw material. So either form, there is a huge money invested in this inventory, which is a subject itself to see that how we can optimize our inventory, how to create our buffer stock planning, how do we do the safety stock planning, how do we work on based on scheduling, production, etc. Without inventories, material manager's job would be difficult, because every delay in any component would cause a serious shortage of finished goods. So it is natural that the tendency of materials manager to keep higher inventory or keeping too much of buffer to avoid shortages or problems. This is where is unforeseen money is invested suboptimally. So what is the knowledge which the material manager to bring in? So how to optimize our inventory? So as we identify the right vendor, right design, right time of supply, keeping standby vendors to see that if there is a shortage, how to get those materials, which inventory should be kept more, which inventory should be kept less based on production capability, etc., etc. Inventory provide a safety margin for defects in scheduling and errors in forecasting. We talked about, because some of the components are taking more longer lead time to procure, so naturally there may be possibility of demand fluctuates time to time. There are possibility of forecast error, there is possibility of supply failures, so we have to mean out this to ensure there is adequate inventory is kept so optimally, which I repeatedly saying, optimal inventory management is very, very critical role of materials manager, because most of the company's money invested in inventory if it is not invested rightly, so we will be wasting a lot of our money sitting idling in our system. In process, inventories provide a cushion between manufacturing operations. Without them, the entire plant might shut down if single machine failed to operate. We spoke about it. After scheduling is done, we should ensure the components are arrived as per our set schedule and are either available in our inventory or serviced just in time based on that requirements of the component. So if we don't do this process right, and the cushions between manufacturing operations, there is all possibility that we will fail to serve our demand fulfillment activity. Although inventory solve many materials management problem, there are strong incentive for maintaining minimum stocks. Again, it is emphasized, re-emphasized and re-emphasized that optimal inventory management is critical, because money involved in that is huge. Company have limited cash to invest in inventories. They cost as much as 20-30% year on year to store materials. Storing of material doesn't stop just on material. It needs more spaces, it needs more logistics activity. We have to protect that, insurance, etc. The cost will go up. It is not just keeping a buffer higher than required. Naturally, we will be investing more on space, more on transportation, more on protection, more of insurance, etc. So keeping buffer inventory to avoid sale loss is not going to any way benefit, because overall margin will reduce. So naturally, the entire company's financial will reduce than what it is originally planned. Companies with poor materials management have both big inventories and well as frequent shortages. This is very important in inventory management. If we really look at that, we may be having inventory to sell for next 12 months, but the products are not available in the right place, or not in the right product, or not in the right time. So this is very, very critical component to see the inventory management is taken more seriously by purchase and materials manager to avoid any type of obsolescence in raw material or work in process or finished goods. This is also applicable more on companies where the shelf life of a product is more low. If the shelf life is less and then you are building inventory, then you will be losing the time to sell till the consumption. So this area is I personally believe that the purchase managers can bring in huge value by optimizing inventory, by investing in right stocks in form of raw material or finished goods, and helps the company to ensure they achieve their financial targets. The final stage in material cycle. When manufacturing complete processing and assembles final product, the material cycle is almost complete. Is it so? In my view, it is not, as all that remains are packing, storage and shipment of the end product. It means once the production is done, the cycle is not over. Rather, I would strongly believe that once the product is ready, it is packed appropriately, stored within the manufacturing site, moved to the respective warehouses, moved to the respective distribution point, from there it is finally billed to the end customer. That is where the product cycle ends. It starts from vendor till its consumer point, where we started the chapter 2 with that. Packaging must be synchronized with production process. As we stated in the previous point, when the production is complete, then there is a need of packaging. We cannot have multiple time of handling the product. So what is required? The production is ready, the packaging is to be synchronized, so the product, final product is ready in form of protection of packaging or outer layer of the product, so it is ready to dispatch to our storages to various locations. Normally, a material manager also ensures and supervise all the finished good warehouses. A distribution system will have multiple warehouses, multiple distribution center. Then from there, it may have a distribution channel. So various stages of material movement, which is to be monitored by the materials manager, is very, very critical. Company's marketing success and manufacturing efficiency are directly related to finished goods and inventory investment. We spoke about in length why we need to focus on finished goods, inventory management, how optimally we have to enhance it. For an example, the fast moving products are to be serviced to the service location directly. If the slow moving items are to be aggregated in a place and then triggered based on the orders, so as you know, you can have all stocks in one place, so as it can be distributed elsewhere. Otherwise, we will be having inventory for next 24 months, but the sale of current month cannot happen. So that is where the inventory management is critical, in form of how the material to flow based on the contribution of the product. So as we define the contribution of the product to the respective warehouses, it is where to be stored, from there it is distributed. The material cycle ends with shipment of finished goods to customer. We talked about when the product is manufactured, it is, once it is manufactured, it is distributed to various warehouses. Prior to that, one simple material cycle understanding in more detail. The material cycle starts with the vendor, then it moves to manufacturing site. It is inbound logistics, where the material moves to production site or assembly site, from where it is getting assembled. When the finished product is ready, then moves within the plant or within the organizational warehouses, then it goes to various distributors or distribution center. From there it ends with the end customer. That is called the total cycle. To understand the cycle better, there is inbound, there is outbound. For the inbound, there is one possibility, that is from vendor to our plant, or your own another plant where you can make intermediaries and move to your plant, or there can be a third party who does a process to you and then send back to you a semi-finished goods. These are inbound. Then there is outbound. In outbound, there are two components. One is from manufacturing site to various warehouses or distribution center. Second is from the distribution center to the end customer or consuming place. So that is called the manufacturing site to various warehouses or distribution center is called primary shipment. From the warehouse or distribution center to the customer is called secondary distribution management. So this is all overall called the material cycle. Then we talk about little bit of managing indirect items. What is called indirect items? We we spoke about in earlier stages also. It is more of talking about consumables, which are aid to produce a final product, which are supportive in nature but not going into direct production. Each department needs certain materials and supplies. It gets them by filling out a purchase requisition. Most of these kind of things are not coming from work orders, but a request from the respective consuming function asking for those materials for the purpose. So it is being done. The direct materials are purchased in accordance with the engineering specification, but indirect materials are brought and to the system the way the consumer buys by brand name. Exactly what I mean again, here I can quote the same example of, you know, utility items. For an example, there can be a floor washing happening through some liquids. There are certain components which we need to keep our space tidy. So these are all not, that's just buying a retail consumer directly from the end mean. Repetitive non-production item, it's most of the time these kind of items are used large in quantity, repetitively, and there is no specific standard for that other than some specific purposes. So these are all normally stored in storeroom. User withdraw them presenting store requisition. As I said, this is not on work order basis, it's more on consumption basis as per the need. These are all either posted in a Codex, or it goes to a computer systems directly. The purchasing procedure is though very similar to that of other items, but there is no engineering specification, but there is a specification for certain component requirement based on the consumption pattern. This is the form of inventory card. You can see there is a date, there is a minimum point, there is a minimum quantity, order point, when the order to be placed, order quantity. Go into some detail of understanding. This kind of items are stored in a warehouse or stores where there is a minimum point. This much quantity is minimum to be maintained at the space time to time. Minimum quantity to be done, when the order to be placed and what is the order quantity, so as it is done repetitively. So when it is received, how it is disbursed, how it is then disbursed date, inventory, how much is balance, date on which it is received, dispersed, again disbursed. So you can see there is a repetition of the same codex in the system. So these are all mostly the components which are used large in quantity, less in cost, and there is no specific design or specification. Some of non-production items are used in high volumes, which I spoke some time before. Some companies go to make elaborate specification for key non-production item. They invite a number of qualified suppliers to quote in accordance with their own specification. This usually cuts cost as well as eliminate problem of brand preferences by users and also multiple vendors. So as you know, alternative is always available, so there is no disruption of supply because it is only a supportive inputs. Duplication is always a problem in non-production stores. It is because we may not have a brand or item specific code. We may be having the same products in a different names and different supplier. So as you know, by misleading the product is available or not available. So the best way is to ensure that these kind of products are identified and grouped as a company nomenclature and maintained on the same item ledger. By this, thank you so much. Chapter 2 is over now.